Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Learning to Cherish Little Beginnings, the author James Bangalew wishes to discuss how to cherish little beginnings as human beings. Little beginnings are the door openers to everything in life. Many people we see today who have made it big or have become famous all started little. Little beginnings involve a lot of trials and errors. You may not get a solution to what you intend doing. You may pick something to do, try several times, but all will prove unsuccessful. You may take many steps to arrive at that solution, but everything may appear to be unsuccessful. Well, James says if you try something and it doesn't work, well, you keep trying it. James was a teacher by profession for 19 years back in Ghana. He became a devoted Christian since the year 1992, began his ministry work in Grace Outreach Church. He combined his church ministry with his education, achieved his diploma in English language in the University of Cape Coast, 2003 through 2005. James and his family relocated to the United States in 2005, joining the International Charismatic Church in Grand Prairie, Texas. There he was appointed a shepherd. He was holding that title, pursuing his bachelor's degree in nursing in the year 2011, and unfortunately involved in a fatal life-threatening car accident on his way from school that rendered him paralyzed. After his accident, James was unable to work nor continue his education. God gave him the gift of writing, and he since authored a number of books. To discuss his book, Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings by James Bangalew, it's his wife, Janet, on the program. Janet, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm very excited.
I love the book what James was able to do, and the messages that he has in this book are so important. I message there that mentioned that he had this fascination for writing. When did your late husband realize that he had this talent to be a writer?
Thank you all very much. I welcome all the listeners to our interview. Asking a question about when my late husband, may he still rest in peace, and realized that he wanted to be a writer was after his fatal car accident. And, during the his hospitalization, a lot of things happened. There was a time when he passed on and they had to be resuscitated for a while, and it took the doctors to a little time to bring him back. So after some minutes, like let's say 30 or something, he was able to come back. So by then, he has a lot of things around him, so he cannot talk to you. So after some minutes, he was, the check and everything was removed from his, throat so that he can communicate with us. So that's when he started telling us about heaven and hell, how he visited heaven and how he visited hell. And that was actually his first book. And since then, he'd been kind of trying to let everybody know about hell and heaven, So what happened, what prompted him to start writing was, there was a time he said he was sleeping and he heard a voice that told him, that's the voice of God, he said, I want you to put this writing in on a book to let people know that really there is heaven and there is hell, So that's what prompted him to start writing. And since then, he has been able to author quite a number of books, which some of them are still not in the market. That's why we are pushing to see what we can do to have all his books, being out there so that people can read it and see, what his potential in writing and what he wants people to do and how he wants people to be lovers of Christ and give their life to Christ. Well, that's what prompted him.
He's such a talented writer, and the book we're talking about specifically with James' wife, Janet, is Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. The author is James Bangalew, and I'll spell this several times on the program if you're Googling. Book available at Amazon. We've got a link on our website as well. Bangalew is G-B-A-N-A-G-L-O. James, first
yes,
name, please. Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings is the is the name of the book, and it's so inspirational. Again, so well done, and you'll find out the other books that are available on the market that that James has written. Talk about help in writing the book. Did he have any help in writing the book, and did you have any help in preparing and getting this book out there and published?
Talking about helping. Yeah, with helping, you know, since he's paralyzed from neck down, it takes the time for me, my two children, Ewenam and Elinam, you know, to kind of help him write the book, you know, since he cannot do anything, he cannot type, he cannot write. So all that he does is when he receives the inspiration, he wakes me up. This is someone who prays a lot. He prays a lot. So during that prayer, in the middle of the night, he wakes me up. He said, honey, please, can you write these things down? Because, you know, if he did not put them down, the following day, he might forget about it. So I wake up and jot everything down. So in the morning, or maybe after my son comes back from school, he'll have him put everything down in writing. Then that's how we start. So we helped him to write everything. We are his secretary.
Well, it's like a family affair that James was able to put together to get this the book done. The book is Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings, book available at Amazon, the usual places. How long did it take then to write this book?
I might say it didn't take him much time. It took him like almost a month or two, because he's that type of person, you know, when he's writing, he just wants to finish and then start another book because he has a lot of topics, you know. So what he does is he can take the whole time, the whole day writing, you know, kind of glancing through, calling me, can you change this? Can you write this? He will tell me. Even when the children are while in school, I will be there, you know, kind of helping him. And he has an aide, Agnes, who comes in to also help whenever he's writing. So it did not take him much time. And actually, let me chip in this. Writing the book helps him to forget his pains, because he always has like a 24-hour pain on his shoulder. That when he's writing book, when his laptop is on his lap, he forgets that there is pain. So that kind of pushes him to be able to finish up a book, like in a month or two.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, he's very good at that.
It's sort of a nice escape, isn't it, where he can just go and get in this world and and then develop his thoughts in the book form, the book Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. The author is James Bangalow. That's G-B-A-N-A-G-L-O. His wife, Janet, is our guest on the program talking about the book. Let's talk about a little bit about the writing style. How much time would James put into writing a book in a day? Is there a sort of a certain period that he would set aside time to write?
Yes. As I said earlier on, it can take James a whole day. He doesn't have any specific time. The only time that maybe that laptop will be lifted from his lap is maybe when we are trying to turn him, or maybe we're trying to feed him. But without that, he takes him the whole day. He just wants to be on his computer, just glancing through, searching if there's any correction, if there's any mistake, he will tell you, he will point it out. Can you change this line? Can you do this? You know. So with him, it takes him a whole day, and that's what comforts him.
Janet, his wife, James' wife, is our guest on the program. Information on the book at Amazon. We'll have it on the website as well, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Something that James touches upon, and I'd like to get your input on this. How does God answer prayers, and how does he decide to answer our prayers? Questions that all of us have. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I may say, I know everybody and their opinion. Someone may say, oh, God don't answer our prayer. Or some may say, God answers our prayer. Yeah, hopefully I may say, God do answer our prayer. You know, God, if God don't want to answer your prayer, then that means there is something at stake, you know. Let's say, for instance, maybe you're praying for a car, you know. You say, oh, God, bless me with a car. And maybe at that time, you don't need that car. You know, maybe God wants you to get a job first, and you're praying for a car. Maybe you will decide to say, okay, let me just help you with a job, and then forego the, the car. So does it mean that God doesn't answer prayer? God answers prayer. It doesn't mean because you are asking, we are requesting for a particular thing, and it has not been done for you, then that means God doesn't answer prayer. God do answer all prayer. As soon as it's your turn, he will do it. He will answer it. Although at times, the prayers may tarry. You know, you can be praying for a whole year for something, and it has not been answered. It doesn't mean God doesn't answer prayer. God will answer it at his own appointed time. You know, we have to remember that God is all-knowing. God is God. You know,
yes.
He said at his own appointed time, he makes all things what beautiful. So when is the time for God to answer your prayer? God will answer. There is no single prayer that God will not answer. You know, there is an illustration that James gave. You know, he said the revelation of the rope with knots. That if you read his book, How God Answers Prayer, that's chapter 29. He was giving an example on how God answers prayer. And one thing he said was that he said, God has a rope. And while you are praying and people are assisting you to pray, God, your rope is being pulled. You know, while you pray every day, it pulls, it goes closer to God. But one thing that happens is that, you know, at times we become tired of praying. We say, oh, I've been praying for 1 year. I've been praying for 2 years for this same issue. And it's like God is not listening to me. It's like God is not answering my prayer. It's like God is not hearing me. No, then you stop praying. As soon as you stop the prayer, your rope stops right there.
Yes.
You see? That's why you persist in prayer and keep asking God and keep praying. You say, one thing that he told me was, he said, in that revelation, there was this lady who was praying for the family and the children or something. So while the lady kept praying, all of a sudden, God just turned the back. He was sitting on his throne. He just turned. He said, who is this lady who has been disturbing me? That's how he answers his prayer. Then he said, can I get her file? And then her file was given to him. And that's how he said, yes, go. Your prayers have been answered. So it takes, perseverance. And we shouldn't give up when we are asking God for something.
You know, it's
there
something
no
like
prayer that will not be gone. God will not answer. He answers all prayer. And secondly, let me keep in this. God decides not to answer our prayer when we are asking amiss, as the Bible said. You know, when you are asking amiss, let me set an example of maybe a friend. These are two friends. And the other one maybe is somebody who is a cheerful giver. He gives. God has blessed him so much to the extent that maybe any little money he gets, he gives to charity. And then you see him, maybe you don't have that much, you know, to give, but you becoming jealous of him because God is blessing because of his generosity or something. And then yours is, oh, God bless me. I want to show him that, oh, me too, I'm somebody. You know, because you are asking selfishly, you are asking amiss. God doesn't answer such prayers. So that's when God decides not to answer your prayer. But if you pray fervently and pray with generosity and ask God to bless you with wholeheartedly, you wanted to help people, you know, God will answer your prayers.
Well, that's so important and something that so many people struggle with. And I appreciate you answering that question that thoroughly so we have a better understanding. But with us on the program is Janet Banaglou, and that's G-B-A-N-A-G-L-O, talking about books written by her husband, James. Books specifically, Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. You'll find that at Amazon, the usual places. Boy, time is going by so quickly here. I want to go back and talk about James and the writing process that he used. Did he ever become discouraged while writing the books?
James is never discouraged. As I said earlier, writing is what gives James, makes him happy.
Yes.
You know, whenever you see James become kind of low or maybe kind of unhappy, that means his laptop is not on his lap. So I always make sure anytime he asks for it, I make sure I give it to him. I put it on his lap, even when he's not even asking me to change, correct something. He said, I just want to grant you. And you can see that happiness in his face
yes.
when he's on his, you know, trying to kind of write. And you can see how eager he is, you know, kind of thing. You know, but where maybe you see him kind of, because at times he'll be a little quiet, then I'll ask him, oh, what's going on? Are you okay? He said, yeah, I'm okay, but I'm just looking at the book, you know, and looking at this. I wonder why people cannot see what I'm seeing, you know, why people cannot see that God is God and God is all-knowing, you know. So people think there is no God, you know, or there is no heaven, or there is no hell. So his prayer always is that he wishes that all men will come to the knowledge of knowing God and know him the more. So he never become discouraged. He's always happy because of his writing.
Well, he spreads that message in his books, and boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to ask about the vision for writing the books. Where does this vision come from? Where do these ideas spring from?
Talking about his vision, you know, let me chip in a little bit by saying this. You know, in his family, there is nobody who is a writer, okay? So if we talk about vision of writing here, I might say James did not even have a vision of writing, okay? If you thought of teaching, in their family, they have a lot of teachers because, you know, that's a family, a profession. But his vision came after he had his, accident, you know, and then after getting to know that heaven is real and hell is real, you know. Then anytime, as I told you earlier on, that it's a prayer, he's a very, he's a warrior. He's in a prayer warrior group, and this, and so he prays a lot. And he always starts from his prayer from 12, you know, he can pray up to 3 a.m., from 12 to 3 a.m. So that's where he gets his vision from. All his books are all, inspirational books, because they are a vision God gave to him. And every topic that James writes on is from God. So his vision comes direct from God, you see. So
yes.
That's how he became a writer. God speaks with him a lot. Despite everything, God is with him.
He's touched so many people with his messages. When you read his writing, when you read his books, do you learn something as well?
Yes, I learned a lot of things. You know, let me tell you about this story. Do you know why he got how he got this topic, Learn to Cherish Little Beginning? You know, when he got his accident, and after everything, after this long staying in the hospital, he was finally discharged home. So when he was finally discharged home, I have to quit my job to kind of stay home, because it's two people, you know. I have to help the aide to take care of him. Then it's like, you know, I'm in a hurry. I want God to do something quick for me. You know, I want God to do something quick.
Yes, exactly.
So anytime I'm helping him, I always tell him, James, can you lift up your hand? I find it's very hard for him to lift because of the pain on his shoulders. So I'm kind of a little bit down, you know, because you know what I mean. I want God to, it's like I'm pushing the hand of God to kind of hurriedly heal, bring the healing process. Then, always, and I keep doing that. Then one day he looked at my face. Then this topic just came. He looked at me and he told me, Janet, learn to cherish little beginning. I was like, well, learn to cherish little beginning. Wow, this is a very wide topic. Then that helped me because, you know, when a God is going to do something, he starts little. So I now start appreciating for even for him to lift his hand a little bit, you know, is a good thing. So he told me, learn to cherish little beginning. When you learn to cherish little beginning, you get the greater thing. You know, God gives you more. But when you don't cherish the little one you have, you want God to give you more? No. You have to appreciate God, no matter how little it is. And I said, thank you. You have really... So, in fact, I really learned something from the book.
Well, and just from the title, Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings, you learned something from the title. One of the quotes in the book, start enjoying the little things and the time will come when you will begin to enjoy the bigger blessings. And the book
bigger
is...
Bigger blessings.
Yes. Yeah. The book is full of wisdom like that from James. I got about a minute left in the program. Sort of wrap it up here. Give us a little, what you hope a reader takes away from reading this book, why you're so excited to get James' work out there to impact people in a positive way.
Yeah. I mean, please, can you come again with the question?
Well, yes, it just, I got about a minute or so here, and I wanted you to sort of summarize why you're so excited to get James' message out there to people, because there really is a takeaway, isn't there? I mean, I guess it goes back to the title, Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. That really is a very powerful message in a few words.
Yeah, James has a lot of legacy to pass on, and I don't want his legacy to kind of go down. You know, because we have a whole lot of things that we want people to kind of know. Like, let's take example of employers. You know, some employers do hire employees, and the way they treat them, you know, if you read his book, you'll get all those things. The way they treat them is not good at all. As an employer, you have to know how to relate to your employees, you know, to make them happy.
Yes.
To kind of, appraise them with a lot of things. When they do something good, try to get something, even if it's a little raise, you know, it kind of uplifts their spirit. You have to know how to communicate with them. You know, don't say, oh, I'm the employee or I'm the boss. So you talk to your employee anyhow, you know, looking down on them. If you read his book, you will get all those things. He shows us how to begin little, you know, how to begin little. No matter what, don't undermine little beginnings. He says, even if you want to begin a business and even you have $1,000, try to see how you start with it, you know. And then with prayer, God will cause it to grow. But I can see that at times a lot of people undermine little beginning. They want to start big. Yes, there is no wrong in starting big. But at times when you start big, you will not know how to control it. And since you don't know how to control it, by the time you realize it, everything crumbles, you know, it goes down. But when you start little, you know how to manage it. You know how to, even the place for you to start your whatever store or whatever company, the market, the people, you know, you put all these things together and then you start. You say you shouldn't give up. Well, even when you start and it did not end well, don't say, oh, I started and I did not do well. No. And then because of that, you stop. Keep on pursuing, keep on pushing, keep on going on. With prayer, you will achieve whatever goal or whatever vision or whatever dream you want to achieve. Well, with God be on your side.
We started talking about if you try something and it doesn't work, keep trying. That's basic, very basic and so successful. And so often we overlook that. I just love the book that James has written, Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. The author of the book is James Banaglo, and that's G-B-A-N-A-G-L-O. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program to talk about the book is his wife, Janet. Janet, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. A very life-changing message from James that we talked about on the program today. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate you, too.
Thank you. It has been our pleasure. The book is Learn to Cherish Little Beginnings. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.